You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Monday, December the 1st, 2025. We are now into the final month of 2025. It feels like the final month of 2025. It is 8 degrees above zero here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about half an hour or so, a little less than half an hour, we will be joined by Nancy Stensel, the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, as we have not had a chance to talk to Nancy recently because the last two times we had our regularly scheduled meeting with Nancy, the first time around I was on vacation, so I was not here. She then appeared with Pat Kreitlow that day because I said, hey, Pat, bring on Nancy. She usually comes on with me. And then Thursday of last week would have been our next regularly scheduled time to talk. And we, again, had Thanksgiving, so we were not here there. So I said, hey, why don't you come in on Monday? So we'll do that. Nancy Stensel will be with us coming up at 7:22 this morning. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How did the weekend go? Stay warm? Stay out of the snow?
For the most part, I stayed warm and out of the snow. Driving on a Saturday afternoon, it was a little, you know, a little tough because after 2 o'clock was when the steady snow started coming down and you really had to watch those roads. But I was a careful driver, as I promised.
Terrific. I got a couple things I need to let people know about. Great chances to win coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. There's two different ways you can win here in the month of December. Number one, starting in just a few minutes after 7 o'clock, it'll be your first chance in the Civic Media Grown-Up Christmas List Contest, another text-to-win contest throughout the Civic Media Radio Network, all sorts of terrific prizes that you'll have a chance to win every other hour. 7 a.m. hour with Pat Kreitlow, 9 a.m. hour with Jane Mantenere, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. hours with Tom Hartman, 3 p.m. hour with John and Gordy, and then in the 5 o'clock hour as well with Pete Schwabba, and the 7 o'clock hour with Pete Schwabba as well. So starting today, Monday through Friday this week, Monday through Friday next week, the Grown-Up Christmas List Text to Win Contest here on Civic Media, a multi-state contest. So be sure to be listening just after the news at the top of the hour. Pat will give you the keyword, and then you will text it in on your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, do it right now because you have an opportunity to win after 7 o'clock. So again, the Grown-Up Christmas List Multi-State Contest starting in the 7 o'clock hour, then going through this week and next week. And starting next Monday, December the 8th, and going through December the 24th, Christmas Eve, we are having our own contest here on 98.9 WXCO.
That's right.
It'll be during this show by itself, during these segments by itself. It is our 98.9 WXCO holiday giveaway. Mm-hmm. And we have teamed up with well over a dozen, I think somewhere around 17 different local businesses that starting next Monday and during the WXCO Morning Report segments of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, during one of those segments, each of the days between Monday, December 8th and Wednesday, December the 24th, Christmas Eve, we will give you an opportunity to win a terrific prize from one of our local sponsors. And we got a great list. We have a business, and these are just a few. I don't have time to give you them all. We'll talk more about this. We have Forward Beverage, which is our neighbor, Mullins Cheese, Naturally Up North, The Chocolate Shop, which is just across the way, The Wellness Way, Four Seasons Golf, The Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, which is right around the corner from our studios, ISO Games, Whimsy and Wonder Toys, End Game Inc., Return to Health, The Mill Yard, Matt's 101 Pub, Homestead on 52. These are partners that each and every one of these days will give a prize for you to win. It will be a call-in contest, and we will give you the information on it. Again, it will just be a call-in contest, and you have to call in manually because we have our own line. Otherwise, if you hit the button on the app, it goes to Pat. We don't want to go into Pat for this.
Nope.
But we'll give you more details. But make sure you tune in to the WXCO Morning Report every weekday starting next Monday, December the 8th, through Wednesday, December the 24th, for your chance to win a prize each and every day courtesy of one of our terrific partner sponsors. It's our 98.9 WXCO holiday giveaway, and we are going to go big. So you'll have two chances to win next week, both with the text to win contest through Civic Media and the multi-state grown-up Christmas list, and then our 98.9 WXCO holiday giveaway during the WXCO Morning Report. So again, make sure you're with us starting next Monday. Every one of our WXCO morning update segments, morning report segments. All right, coming up, top of the hour, and then at 7:22, we'll be back with Nancy Stenzel, talk about what's going on politically, both locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, whatever it may be. That's all coming up at 7:22. And after our top of the hour information update, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. It is 8 degrees here in downtown Wausau, first day of December of 2025. And very happy to welcome back to the program. Again, it's been way too long, though apparently you got more time because you were with Pat a couple of weeks back.
Yes. And thanks, Ian, for starting us off with the Foo Fighters. All right.
No problem at all. It's a good song.
But, yes.
It's always great. I haven't played that one in a while.
It's always great to hear and talk to Nancy Stenzel, the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, and it's good to see you again.
Very good to see you.
Well, let's jump in because there's a lot. You can go from the local to the state to the national to the international here politically as we go into the
final locally month. There's a celebrity that has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, stop it. We heard too much about that in the last
segment. No, we're going to celebrate you, too.
Well, I appreciate that. But here locally, and I wanted to kind of talk about it. There's a lot of weight you can talk about, budget and the veto that Mayor Denny had. But the thing I wanted to mention to you, because I said this to you off the air, is and I said this actually on the air last week after the vote, that when you have a chief executive, president of the United States, governor, mayor. Usually when you hear about a governor or a president who has a veto overridden overwhelmingly, and
yes,
this was overwhelmingly,
yes, overwhelmingly
two
yes
votes to uphold yep the veto.
Yeah.
That is all of a sudden it's the talking heads say, political weakness. And
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
that right
I do
now,
too.
And,
yeah.
And the mayor, is he's got to take a look in the mirror right now if he wants to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, doesn't he?
Yeah. He.
And again, we may disagree or agree with what he wants to accomplish, but he's not getting there based on the way he's running his office
right,
at this
the
point.
Way he is actually putting forth his points, correct.
Well, what's your take on this? Where in terms of the city of Wausau, in terms of where we are in terms of getting things accomplished? Because again,
we haven't gotten anything accomplished at all.
Well, what's your take on the political realm? Because again, I mean, he's got one vote he can count on in the council, one vote right now, and that's
correct.
It. I mean, otherwise, he is basically going up against a brick wall. You've been around politics long enough.
Yes, I.
What does this mean politically here for the mayor?
It
for
means
the council,
that he's got. No power at all. I mean, like you said, it's politically he's on a downslide. And you look at that, like at the top as well, you know, what did Trump go off with, 36%? I think maybe there needs to be a measure in Wausau to say, you know, what are the people thinking? Because I, you know, other than a few loudmouths, I don't think that Mr. Dinney has any power in the city council.
Well, the difference between what Trump and Dinney politically, and again, I'm not comparing.
No,
them
I'm just saying they're both.
No, but what I'm saying though is, Trump hasn't had vetoes overridden. Trump is still able to hold his base for the most part. The only time I think that he's kind of failed on that realm is with the discharge petition with the Epstein files. But I just think that here in this community, politically, that the mayor has to make an adjustment because he's putting out,
It has to be what the people want, not what his agenda is.
And he's
learning. People aren't wanting this.
And I think he's learning politically because he had the 2 years on the council. He's not had a lot of political experience. And I think you've been around a lot of politicians.
Yeah.
That experience is something that is needed in order to be successful.
It is. And it's not always. You know, I mean, yes, you come in with ideas of your own, but you're there to serve the people. And I feel he's there to serve his own agenda, not the people's agenda.
Another story that's come out since we last talked is this partnership between the Marathon County Sheriff's Department and ICE.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? I mean, it feels, you know, the cold makes you shake a little bit. I think this makes me shake a little bit.
This really makes you shake. It's something that, you know, originally they said they wouldn't do. And now all of a sudden they are. And then comes the lawsuit through the ACLU. It makes me wonder what changed.
It makes me wonder again about, you know, not just locally, but what incentives is the federal government giving some of these to basically turn their head the other
way. Yeah, follow the money. There's something there that isn't quite right.
You spent, again, we're, you know, in the last month of 2025, and you spent a lot of time here in 2025 trying to, you know, rally the voices of the people.
Yes.
As we get to the end of the year, how do you look at 2025 in terms of the average person here in North Central Wisconsin and having their voice be heard? Do you feel like it's been a successful year in terms of pointing out some of the malfeasance, to say the least, by politicians from the federal to the local level?
I've seen so many people rise up, and that's a good thing, and so many people that come to rallies. I do want to see people channel those more so that their voices are heard even further.
That's actually an interesting point because I know that you and others, and I think a lot of folks that are trying to think about how to be most effective.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy answer because you can have a great crowd, but ultimately you have to be more than just coming out
you for have that to hour have, yeah. or two and standing there with a sign. It has to be taken further and, you know, be it contacting your legislators, writing those letters. I am seeing more people now than I ever have before do these things, but we still need more people to do that.
And as you go into 2026, are we optimistic that true change, not just We got about 30 seconds before, and then we'll come back with more. But do you feel optimistic about 2026 for real change when it comes to the representation that we have in Wisconsin?
Yes, I think for me it really started with Ma'am Donnie's win, the fact that people are not going to settle for the same old for either party. The expectations are going to be held a little bit higher.
That is a good point as well, that I think there is a lot of pressure being put on Democrats as well as Republicans
to be
listening.
And
so I think we'll touch on that and more with Nancy at 8:22 here on W. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Monday visit with Nancy Stensel, the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. And let's talk nationally because as we go into 2026... Trump's numbers keep going down and down and down.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes I don't want to focus on poll numbers and all that. But boy, this weekend, and again.
Yeah, he hit 36%.
That is truly, he's got the base and that's about it.
We'll get rid of Nixon at 35.
I know. And the thing is, Dick Nixon was a true patriot and
he looked pretty good compared to today's. Yeah,
and believer in the Constitution compared to Donald Trump. But,
yeah,
but I mean that I gotta, and I think a lot of people probably didn't hear it because it happened Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, the act of Donald Trump pardoning a multi-billion or trillion-dollar drug dealer.
Yeah.
A drug dealer. Yeah. He keeps saying, I'm bombing all
one
these
side
boats.
Of his mouth, he's getting rid of these drug dealers.
But then,
and
he basically is saying, well, you know, he's being treated unfairly. And if he goes to president, all these presidents. I mean, and again, it's like sometimes the exhaustion of following Donald Trump.
Yeah, the insanity. Yeah, exactly.
And
is utter chaos. It's. Your mind is just going in all different directions. It's, you know, intentionally. How do you focus on this?
Do you think the American people are going to take this to the next level in November? I mean,
yes,
because
I do.
Because again, I'm one of these poll people that just when I see bad
polls, I love them. I hate them.
I know that's it. I mean, I love numbers. I'm a big numbers guy, but I often think, the fact that you hear about this, it's almost going to wake up the Republicans and the MAGAs.
Yes, yes, definitely. I definitely see a change coming in the air, and I truly hope that Democrats will take charge of it. The people are asking for so much more. And we need to be bold.
I wanted to ask you about the governor's race, because now it's been a few months after Tony, not that many months, but a couple months after Tony announced he wasn't going to run for a third term, and all these Democrats have come in, and at this point, I don't see anybody really threatening Tom Tiffany on the Republican side, which is very interesting. He's such a weak candidate in my mind, and yet
I think he is too.
We haven't seen anybody that's come out and said, I'm going to run against Tom Tiffany that has any chance that, you know.
I'm watching Duffy's son-in-law, and you know whose son.
Well, he's in the 7th, not in the gubernatorial race.
Real fast.
You mentioned that.
As far as gubernatorial, no.
But real fast before we talk, you mentioned Michael Alfonso.
Yes.
The son-in-law of Sean Duffy.
Yeah, I was
watching the Packer game on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day, and I saw his commercial.
Yeah,
and my first
a lot
thought,
of money there.
That's what my first thought was. There's a lot of money behind him.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
And yet it's still this commercial. And I thought, and you talk about the 36% Trump, and yet that commercial is about half that commercial shows Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, maybe that ain't the smartest way to go at this point. Again, if you're trying to get the Republican nomination, it probably is in this area. But at the same time.
But the 7th in itself is pretty conservative. I know they're having a big to-do. I think it's in January where they're going to showcase their governor candidates, their 7th CD candidates on down the line. It's just having a big Republican bash of sorts. It hasn't been announced where exactly yet. So, and it's several the county Republican parties that are getting together on this.
What about democratically for the gubernatorial race? And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Before we talk about all those other candidates, there's still one that's hanging out there who is celebrating his 39th birthday today. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
Yes.
Do you want him to get in?
Oh, I'm struggling with this because it is so saturated. It really, really is. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, it's because we've got candidates. Personally, I adore Mandela Barnes. I don't know how he'd rate with the Wisconsin people, you know, if he ran again. I'm just not sure.
Why, again, we kind of talked about this off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it with some people they do get the opportunity to run again and others don't? And I'm gonna use the example of Rebecca Cook over in the western part of the state.
Yeah, that one really irritates me.
Well, it does, but
big time.
But why? And I'm gonna throw this out there when mm-hmm. when I hear this criticism of Barnes and others.
Yeah.
In this area,
mm-hmm.
is there a double standard against minority candidates?
I have to wonder.
I mean, I just think it's really, I mean, it's not as though Mandela Barnes lost to Ron Johnson by a lot. He lost
by
1 point.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
So now he's
a
loser.
And like I said, personally, why I adore the guy.
Why is Rebecca Cook not considered a loser who's lost twice against a very Ron Johnson-like character over in the western part of the state? And, right. and she's, you know, the party seems to be all behind her. And why not Mandela Barnes and others who may not be the white face?
Exactly. Because, like, over there, you've got Emily Berge, who is just the most wonderful candidate, just working her tail end off, and just not much is happening. And I don't know about the Mandela thing. I don't know why he hasn't come forward yet. Is there a strategy behind it? I'm not sure.
Are you planning on endorsing before the primary?
No.
Why?
I haven't heard anything like from the Democratic Party if they would, which I don't think they will either. Not with that many candidates, I mean, I can have my favorites, but we can't.
Nobody's jumped out to me yet.
I'm going to be honest. Same here.
And I don't think there is. The old quantity versus quality.
That's what I meant when I said saturated.
I haven't seen great candidates yet. And maybe somebody's going to jump out, but nobody
They're all good, but nobody stands out above and beyond.
But somebody's better because mediocre ain't going to win it.
Nope, it's not. I don't know, Mandela yelled.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 10 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And again, I want to remind folks that coming up in the next hour, you have another opportunity to win with the grown-up Christmas list, multi-statewide text-to-win contest from Civic Media. Again, in 7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. All day long, chances to win some great prizes here this week and next week with the text-to-win contest. And again, for this contest, it's strictly through the texting through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, do so. Go out there to the Civic Media. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It is free, and then you'll be able to use the text button, listen for the keyword, and then send it in, and you have a chance to win the hourly prize and also be part of the drawing for the grand prize at the end of the contest. And then starting next week on Monday, December the 8th, 98.9 WXCO will have our own holiday giveaway. Yep, it will be just for 98.9 WXCO. It will be just during the WXCO Morning Report. And we have all sorts of great local businesses who are donating a prize. And we'll give away every day from December the 8th, next Monday, until Christmas Eve on December the 24th. And just make sure you tune in during the WXCO Morning Report. And at some point, I will open up the phone lines. Ian will pick it up, mm-hmm. and we will give you a chance to win a great prize from places like Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, The Wellness Way, The Chocolate Shop, Naturally Up North, Forward Beverage, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Matt's 101 Pub. We will give a keyword, and then we will have you call in, and if you have that right keyword, you will be able to win the prize of the day. Again, starting on December the 8th, going right through December the 24th. Starting mm-hmm. next Monday, Ian and I will give you a chance to win, in addition to the statewide Text to Win contest as well. Exactly. Very, very exciting.
Yep. Lots of great businesses and a lot of great prizes. It's going to be a good contest.
And we will also be bringing in folks from these great businesses to talk about them mm-hmm. during the course of the contest as well. So, again, really excited. We will give you all the information throughout the week, and then make sure you tune in during the WXCO Morning Report at 7:52. 822, actually 652, 722, 752, and 822. We have our WXCO Morning Report segments, and during one of those segments, each of these days, you'll have a chance to call in and win with the 98.9 WXCO holiday giveaway. All right, so again, that's 7 days away. December the 1st of 2026, and again, start of the new nice long weekend for a lot of folks, but we worked indeed on Friday. Last week, you had a good week when it came to the number for the day quiz.
Three out of four.
You had a chance for a perfect week
and
at the very end. But still, to go 3 out of 4, it'd been a while since you had a really good week.
And it's not easy to do that either. It takes a lot of focus.
It does. It takes a lot of focus. But that's what we do each and every day to kind of wrap things up. Have a number and then give Ian three choices. It's just not a number. I don't say, the number's 8. No. It's actually based on some piece of information.
Yes, it is.
We've done this for, ever since I think you came on board.
Yes, we have.
Pretty close to
a lot of different topics, a lot of different numbers, and I have managed to get at least one perfect week.
Yep.
It was a while ago, but I did manage to get a 5 out of 5.
Exactly right. So
I'm really hoping I can do it again. Either before the end of this year or hopefully as a New Year's resolution for next year.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's do it for the first time this week.
Yeah.
Again, back to a normal week. We'll have 5 opportunities this
yes.
week. And basically, because we give Ian 3 choices, one of which is correct, 33% chance of getting it right. We try to get above 33% with correct answers for a passing grade. So that means getting 2 out of 5 correct, which is 40% higher than 33%. But then we want even better than just a passing grade. We want it to be a winning week, which is more right than wrong, which would be 3 out of 5. An A grade would be getting 4 out of 5. And then, of course, the gold star, the perfect week, 5 out of 5. So let's start today with dreams.
Dreams.
Often we have dreams. And the number for the day is, it was based on a study,
okay,
the length of the average dream in minutes.
Length of the average
What is
dream
the length of the average dream in minutes?
Ooh. Okay.
Is it 20 minutes? Is it 40 minutes? Is it 60 minutes?
Length of the average
dream. So when you think back about your dreams, the average dream, and often we have more than one dream during the night.
True.
And so what is the length of the average dream? Again, we have short dreams, we have long dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the length of the average dream? 20 minutes, 40 minutes, or 60 minutes?
I'm trying to think back to my childhood, because I had some very weird dreams when I was a kid. I don't remember how long they were, but the average length for dreams in minutes. 20, 40, or 60 minutes. Okay. Final guess. I'm going to say the average dream is 20 minutes. Final answer, I'm going to say 20 minutes.
According to a study, the length of the average dream in minutes is
20.
Oh, nice.
So one for one.
It'd be kind of weird if you had a dream that lasted an hour. That would be like a nightmare.
Tomorrow morning at 6:52, we're going to hear from Miss Marathon County, a special fundraising event coming up. And we'll talk about that at 6:52, and then we'll be back as well. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.